Amanda Morales Guerra has spent more than 2 months inside the Holyrood Church in Washington Heights. Community members ferry her children back and forth to school. Volunteers come in several times each week to teach her English. Earlier this month, Amanda came out to the steps of the church to greet a group from a local synagogue. She couldn't venture further for fear of deportation and separation from her family. WBGO's Brandy Wood has her story.
Amanda Morales Guerra arrived in the United States in 2004. She was fleeing violence in her native country of Guatemala. At the time, she was unaware that she could apply for asylum, and she did not have access to a lawyer who could support her efforts to acquire the right documentation to remain in the U.S. More recently, she has been regularly checking in with ICE, but in early August, she was told she must bring a nonstop one-way ticket to Guatemala with her to the next appointment. Instead, she brought her three U.S.-born children to the Holyrood Church in Upper Manhattan to seek sanctuary.
So she basically told them, you know, they want me to leave you behind.
Father Juan Carlos Ruiz, a co-founder of the New Sanctuary Movement, has been working to shed light on Amanda's situation, one he says is not unique or new. What makes Amanda's situation stand out is that she has notified ICE of her location and intent to stay.
For her, it wasn't an option to go back, and she decided to stay. And by that, she sought sanctuary with us, and by seeking sanctuary, she's now hiding away from the authorities. The ICE, immigration police, they know where she is, because we let them know that she's here, not fleeing from justice, but running towards justice. A justice that has been denied to her, because if she knew in 2004 that she could apply for asylum, she would have done so. But somehow, because she was in another state and she came into New York City, there was the lawyer that she had hired, didn't do the proper documentation, and the documentation got lost.
I learned a long time ago.
One way in which Ruiz is building support is through outreach to other faith leaders in the Washington Heights community. Reverend Luis Barrios of the Holyrood Church spoke on the steps of the church to a group of members of the Fort Tryon Jewish Center.
Three words come to my mind: love, commitment, respect, under the foundation of compassion. That is always my inspiration. I think this is what keep us going, make us brothers and sisters, help us to build unity in diversity, and especially to open our sacred places, like this one, to welcome Amanda and her family, giving us that responsibility.
Ava Rachaman, source of compassion.
Rabbi Guy Ostrian of Fort Tryon had invited members of his synagogue to the gathering at the church in an effort to learn about and support this family in their neighborhood during the Jewish holiday of Sukkot.
Our congregation is responding to requests for support, the request from the family, and that what's needed is that people know what's going on and that she's here taking sanctuary, and people need to know about that. So we respond to the request. And she's a blessing to us, as the priest said earlier, in that she calls on us to open our hearts with compassion and with a love for justice. And the opportunity to do this on our holiday, Sukkot, is a blessing also, because Sukkot is a holiday that calls on us to recognize how precarious it is, the shelter that we have, the lives that we lead. Can be upturned and can be overturned in a moment, but together, people, with God's help, are able to create a different kind of shelter, a different kind of safety for one another.
Amanda, through a translator, answered questions from those in attendance about her life, her family, and her hopes for what comes next.
Mi nombre es Amanda Morales.
My name is Amanda Morales. Well, every day that goes, it's been almost 2 months of being here. It's very hard for me to be locked here with my children. In the morning, my children go to school. I worried a lot because they are in school and I can't take them to school. It is very hard to be locked. It's like being in jail because I can't go outside. I'm afraid. Also, I hope my situation gets fixed so I can be outside with my children. Being able to go home, I hope I can get another opportunity.
Though she cannot leave the church, she explained to those in attendance that she has everything she needs, except an answer to her asylum request. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Brandi Wood in Washington Heights.